The movie gets its title from the Negro Motorist Green Book, a travel guide published from the 1930s through the mid-60s that included some Montana entries over the years. The book was a must-have for African Americans traveling across the racially segregated U.S. of the mid-20th century, a time commonly referred to as Jim Crow. The book listed businesses that would accept African American customers.
Travelers and people who were visiting the state required that kind of information to make sure that people of all ethnicities were welcome in certain places statewide.
That's Kate Hampton, the Community Preservation Coordinator with the Montana Historical Society. She researched the Montana businesses that were listed in the publication. The first was Mrs. Stitt's Tourist Home in Helena in 1939.
They were an African-American family, an early African-American family living in Helena that welcomed people of all ethnicities to stay within their facility.
It took more than a decade for other locations in Montana to advertise in the Green Book, including Billings, Butte, Livingston, Missoula, and East Glacier. Some of these hotels are still in business.
The Motel Central in Great Falls, fabulous place, looks exactly the same way as it did during the 1950s and 60s when it advertised in the Green Book, still functions as a motor inn. You can still stay there. The Knotty Pine paneling is still up in the rooms. It's fabulous.
Others still in operation include the Murray Hotel in Livingston, Glacier Park Lodge in East Glacier, and Hotel Florence in Missoula. Kate Hampton thinks it's wonderful that the history of African-American tourism and travel is being highlighted in popular culture.
We're remembering that these kinds of publications were absolutely necessary, not only for the enjoyment of travelers, but for their safety.
BlackPass.org, a reference guide to African-American history, identified the book by the early 1960s as the most popular of several tourist guides created specifically for an African-American audience. The Green Book ceased publication in 1964. Kay Erickson, YPR News.